Europe is sweltering in what meteorologists say is the hottest summer since the 1940s. Around the continent, 34 people have died as a result of extreme heat and forest fires. In southern Europe, hundreds of wildfires have shot through the countryside and threatened towns in Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Greece. Jerome Sokolowski went to see the devastation at a farm on the parched plains of central Spain.
Guillermo Pozo opens the gate to his fields on the edge of the village. The pastures where more than 100 head of cattle used to graze are burnt to a crisp. Chunks of wood still smolder on the ground. Even the stone wall around the enclosure is black. The cows save themselves by fleeing to a creek, but Pozo has nothing left to feed them. In the corner, he points to a heap of ashes where he had more than 2,000 bales of hay. They were piled as high as that oak over there, he says. The 60-year-old farmer is the youngest inhabitant of Junciana. Like countless other towns and villages in the Castilian plains, the young have abandoned it and moved to the city. And now the fires have destroyed the livelihoods of many of those left behind. The scorched grass crunches under his feet as Pozo walks around Junciana and surveys the surrounding hills. He points to the smoke still rising on the horizon from Mount Tremedal, where authorities say these wildfires originated. Two people have been arrested on suspicion of arson, but firefighters were expecting severe fires anyway, as lush growth after a particularly rainy winter turned the valley into a tinderbox in the summer heat.
Por supuesto, vamos a ver, estamos hablando de que venía un frente de unos 30 a 40 kilómetros. Eso es muy.
At the regional fire station in Bejar, down the road from Junciana, Fire Chief Manuel Gallego recalled the enormous wall of fire, about 25 miles long. The inferno, he says, like those in the rest of Spain, had to be fought with water-bombing airplanes. Still, around 70,000 acres were consumed nationwide. Some of the blazes spilled over from neighboring Portugal, where the devastation was even worse. Around Europe, many people are even more convinced that global warming is a fact. Some of the continent's fabled rivers are beginning to run dry, and the blistering temperatures are leading to some unusual practices. At a zoo near Paris, bears are being given frozen mackerel lollipops. In Italy, priests are asking congregations to pray for rain. And in northern Sweden, a bus driver who wasn't allowed to wear shorts triggered a nationwide fashion debate when he started driving around town in a skirt. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Junciana, Spain.